Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. Oh my god, the background's so loud. I'm too loud. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. The live conference championship halftime show. We've got about 12 to 15 minutes here during the halftime of the AFC championship game. We're going to talk about some off-season fantasy stuff, some free agents, coaching changes. I got Dirty Jobs and Playboy Julian on with me here. What's up, guys? Are you enjoying the game, the Patriots-Jaguars so far?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, everything it cracked up to be. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a great game right here.
I'm fired up, man. I'm loving it so far.
All right. Well, so, I mean, people can have their choices now of watching a halftime show where basically you hear the same stuff over and over. We're going to talk a little bit about fantasy football for next season, so we want to welcome a few listeners that we have already. Let's just jump right into this stuff, guys. Next season, fantasy football. Do you want to talk about free agents right now or coaching changes?
Either or. I think that there's a lot to be said about both of those subjects. I mean, coaching changes, anybody who doesn't think that those are at all relevant, just look at what happened with Shanahan not in Atlanta this year. Kind of lost like most of that octane. But I mean, gosh, there's a lot of notable free agents this year.
Yeah, there is. So let's do free agents. We can do a couple free agents. Let's hit the quarterback section here. What do you guys think is going to happen with Kirk Cousins?
I hope he lands on the Jets, but I don't think that's going to happen because the Jets can never make a good decision. It's sad. It's a sad time being a Jets fan.
I think they'll probably slap him with another franchise tag. They don't really have much of a future over there in Washington. I think if there is a future, it is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I don't know what they're waiting for exactly. I mean, they're gonna wait for another year for him to prove himself. I think he's done enough and shown enough that he's capable of being a franchise quarterback, and they shouldn't be wasting any more of their time. And if they do, I damn sure hope the Jets can take advantage.
Julian, did you like the Jets quarterback situation this year? Would you be opposed to having McCown stay there for another year?
If we don't do anything else in the offseason, sure. But I hope we hold on to him until we make any further decisions. Otherwise, if we do grab Kirk, then, you know, we let go of McCown. But I'm tired of these one-and-done type of quarterbacks, one-and-done type of veteran quarterbacks that come in. And it's just we hope for that one great season and instead of a longevity thing. And Hackenberg is not being... He's not being shown as advertised. I went to Penn State, so I seen him there. He had a great freshman year, but he's just been on a decline. And then Petty, we're not sure what is going on with him either. I don't think he's a sure thing. So, I mean, McCown for now, for short term, but we got to make some better decisions and get a long term quarterback somehow in the draft or something.
McCown will be a free agent too, so we'll see what happens with him. Let's see. The funny thing here is that I'm looking at the free agent quarterback. You got Bridgewater, Keenum, and Bradford. So all three Minnesota quarterbacks are going to be free agents. Which one do they keep, and is that guy going to be fantasy relevant next year? You think they're going to roll with Keenum, or are they going to stick with Bradford, or what do you guys think they're going to do in Minnesota?
I oddly think they're going to trade Case Keenum, even though he might actually go ahead and win him a Super Bowl here in a couple of weeks. I think that Bradford's the future. I don't think that you can probably move Bridgewater because he's just been injured and just doesn't fetch what you would want out of the contract. So for me, I think Case Keenum moves. I think Bradford's probably going to be your QB1, and Bridgewater might actually have to stay as a QB2 until he can get out there and prove himself again.
I don't know. I might have to disagree a little bit there. I feel, you know, with Bradford's talent, he should be the number one. But I think there's just too much of a liability. He's just become a liability now. And he's just, I think because of that and because of Keenum's success, and especially now that they're in the playoffs, especially if they succeed, if they win this and go on to the Super Bowl, I don't think Keenum's going anywhere.
Boy, can you imagine if they did ship him out, though? Like, even if they just make it to the Super Bowl and – they don't win, but even if they just make it, can you imagine if they ship him out? That fan base would be, like, really pissed off, wouldn't they?
They'd be disoriented. disoriented.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. All right. Anybody in the running back free agencies that you guys see landing somewhere where they'd be like really fantasy relevant? There's a lot of big names. I don't think a lot. I mean, I really doubt Lev is going to go anywhere. But there's guys like Carlos Hyde, Isaiah Crowell, Alfred Morris, even Jeremy Hill. These guys probably still have some gas left in the tank. Can you see any spots where these guys might land where you'd be fantasy interested next season?
I think Jerry McKinnon offered on the free agency. I think he would be a guy that could actually go in and make a difference on a team. He's really fast and he's got that great pass catching ability. So to me, I think he would be fantasy relevant anywhere you put him. I don't think Le'Veon Bell will be a Steeler next year just because I think he's going to get paid and I don't think the Steelers can afford him. I don't think that they're going to be able to have all the room, especially if Roethlisberger is going to be back next year.
Okay. Where do you see him go? I mean, where would he go? He could go anywhere, right?
Or he could go anywhere. It's going to be expensive. So, I mean, you're going to be looking at teams that probably don't have a solid base that are going to be able to afford him.
Who's got the cap room? That's what I want to know. Because he's going to demand.
Baltimore would be a good spot.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, I could see Philadelphia making a move with Ajayi to get him or something like that. There's a few teams out there that can afford him.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna look at the sports track real quick and get the cap room space. Go ahead, Julian.
No, I was just gonna say, I actually wouldn't be surprised if Philadelphia did that move because they have plenty of other running backs they can kind of just market, and so I can see Ajayi going and then Lev coming in or whatever. Maybe they might get rid of Blunt too. You know, that's definitely a possibility.
Wow. Okay. So we got, it looks like, so far in 2018, we get the 49ers with the most cap space. Browns, Colts, Jets, Bucks, and Vikings have a ton of cap space according to this going into next season. So those are your top six right there.
Say that again?
Well, the Niners, the Browns, the Colts, the Jets, the Bucks, the Vikings are your top six in terms of cap space going into next year so far. Now, that means, they haven't signed anybody that's going to be a free agent yet, but those are the teams with the most space right now. You got to assume that 49ers are probably going to put some money into Garoppolo.
Right.
So that's going to go down a little bit, but.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be between Browns and Colts, probably.
Be something.
Or, somewhere along those lines. I don't think the Vikings are going to make a move for Le'Veon Bell. And the Jets.
They don't need to. They got Cook.
Decisions they're going to do, so.
Yeah, well, the Jets, I don't know. I don't know if he fits into their plans. Let's talk about Terrell Pryor, because there's talk that he might go back to Cleveland. He was fantasy relevant in Cleveland, completely fantasy irrelevant in Washington. Would you guys actually draft him? I mean, he went pretty early this year, like between the fourth and the seventh rounds. Would you draft him next year if he was back in Cleveland?
I don't think I would. I just don't think that I could with clear conscience.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I mean, I guess it just depends how the offseason goes, whether they draft a running back or what have you. But I could still see them keeping him.
In Washington?
Well, wait, I'm sorry. Who we're talking about?
Pryor. Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm thinking of a different guy. he might be out of there.
Yeah.
Got to completely change my answer.
Well, my question is, if he goes back to Cleveland, where he had success before in fantasy, in terms of, playing multiple positions that one year and just being generally a pretty good player, it just seemed like I don't know if the talent disappeared or if Washington didn't know how to use him. So I'm just asking, would you draft him next year at all? Or, would he be maybe a sleeper if he ended up in Cleveland again? I don't know.
It's possible, but I'm not taking that risk.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I mean, the guy's had one decent season so far, and that's it. Like, so I just can't trust it.
All righty. How about Jarvis Landry? There's a big free agent name, and there was talk this season. It didn't seem like Miami was, like, ready to pull the trigger on signing this guy. Had a great year for PPR owners, was fantastic. I think he finished in the top 10, if not in the top 12 for PPR. Do you see him going anywhere? Like, he's obviously, I think, the best player on that team. Is he going somewhere? Is he landing somewhere? If he does, where do you see him being super fantasy successful if he's not with Miami?
I'm not sure of any idea where he might land, but I really do hope he comes out of Miami. He's such a good talent, and I feel he's just been put in a bad situation and with an okay quarterback. always in an okay quarterback situation. I really would like to see him succeed anywhere else with a decently good quarterback. I think anywhere he does go and there's a decently good quarterback, I think he'd have better numbers.
All right. Fair enough. We got Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson also on the free agent list here. This team is playing right now. Keelan Cole is showing that he has become a pretty good player here. Hearn's getting involved. Do you see either of these guys disappearing from Jacksonville's roster?
I could see them making a move with Lee. I think Allen Robinson is a more talented receiver. I feel like 100%. Keelan Cole is also a more talented receiver. So I think that's going to be your 1-2 punch right there.
So you think they might move on from Lee? Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's possible. Yeah.
I just don't see any need for him on that offense.
It'll be between any of those guys, kind of. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say any. I mean, Westbrook has done a lot, and Cole has done really well, too. Hearns, between Hearns and Lee, it'd be one of those guys that would have a lot less time.
All right.
Or out of there.
All right. Let's go real quick. I don't know how much time we have left in the halftime. They don't give me a countdown on the broadcast, but let's talk about tight ends real quick. I guess the top three names would be Jimmy Graham, Eifert, and Austin Seferian Jenkins. I don't see any of these guys leaving their current team. Do you agree with that, or do you see one of these guys maybe moving on to something different?
Jimmy Graham. I think Jimmy Graham might actually have worn out his welcome in Seattle. I can see him going anywhere and being fantasy relevant just because he's a monster. But I have a feeling that just with the lack of productivity he displayed at the end of the season, I think they're actually going to move on. I think they're going to do a little bit of restructuring in Seattle.
Really? Okay. So, what do you see happening there?
Probably a bolster of the line, a bolster of probably the safeties and the corners and things of that nature. Okay. And we're back into football, by the way.
All right, yeah, we're getting kicked off this second half here. So, Julian, you have the last word, and then we'll take us out.
No, I really don't know about Graham. I really don't know about any of these three top guys. I feel like they might stay in their teams. But, you know, the rest of these guys could – I see Niles Paul possibly staying there just because with the risk of Jordan Reed and then they have – crap, the other – tight end that's just getting really old.
Vernon Davis.
Yes. And so maybe Ben Watson can possibly be going somewhere, given that, you know, if Baltimore wants to grab Le'Veon Bell. Then, you know, there's not too much I can say about these tight ends here.
All right.
Ed Dixon, possibly he's built a resume a little bit this season.
Yeah, he has. All right. Well, that's it. That's it for the halftime show right now, guys. We'll be back on for another 12, 15 minutes of halftime in the next game in the Vikings-Eagles game. So thanks for tuning in if you tuned in, and we'll be back in a little while doing another live show. Julian, Mike, thank you for being on. I will sign out now. This is Steve, producer Steve for Sleepy Wire. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple hours. Thanks for listening.
Thanks
for tuning in. All right, welcome to the Sleeper Wire Halftime Show. It's a little something fun we're doing this year. We're going to do a little halftime show between the halves of the conference finals championship games. Right now it looks like we're looking at Eagles leading the Vikings. Dirty Jobs is on with me right now. And the phone lines are open, guys. If you want to call in, you got anything to say about the previous game or this game, anything going on here, any Super Bowl predictions, anything you saw or you want to talk about fantasy, there it is, the field goal at half, 24, Eagles lead the Vikings 7. Dirty Jobs, talk to me, man. Fantasy value, you see anything pop out today that's caught your attention for next year?
Not really necessarily today. I mean, Deion Lewis fumbled. That might have ended his career in New England. He might be gone now.
You think so?
I really... Wow. What's that?
You really think so? Because he was your guy this year.
He was, but I mean, he fumbled. That's the no-no in New England. You're not allowed to do that, and he did that. So, it scares me. I think he's on to greener pastures now just because of that one thing. Although he did get him the big game at the end that might have saved him. Who knows? It's tough.
Yeah.
But I do see Deion Lewis getting an earlier value next year.
You mean in drafting overall, he's going to go earlier than he did this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, agree. If at all, you know, like last year he didn't get drafted.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's why he was one of your dirty jobs picks of the year kind of guy. He was one of those waiver guys.
That's it.
Man, let's talk about the Patriots coaches. So it looks like for sure defensive coordinator is going to go coach the Lions. And there's talk that the offensive guy is going to go to the Colts. So yeah, what?
Josh McDaniels. Good luck. That's all I have to say to the Colts. Good luck. He came to Denver and he just messed everything up. So I'm sure Andrew Luck's going to get all mad. He'll probably be on a different team. Josh McDaniels is a great offensive coordinator, but he's a terrible head coach.
See, that's the thing. And people, like, people see coaches coming out of the Belichick system, coaches that have, you know, coached with or under Belichick, and they think they're going to get Belichick. They don't get Belichick at all. Houston Texans right. didn't get Belichick at all. Houston Texans get outcoached by Belichick every time they play the Patriots. Poor Bill O'Brien doesn't know what to do with himself. So yeah, I don't think the Colts or the Lions. I don't know the Lions. To me, I don't really know why they switched coaches. Seemed like Caldwell was doing okay, but you know that's a team that I guess they want to get it together sooner than later. But yeah, the Colts, I don't know about that one at all. I think Professor Chris will be happy because his Colts will get all the Patriots secrets as opposed to the Patriots getting all the Colts secrets. So I don't know though, man. McDaniels might throw a game or two a season to his old boss. We'll see. The conspiracy theories on Sleeperbot are wild right now, dude. Have you been reading any of these Patriots conspiracy theories, the refs and all this nonsense?
I haven't, but man, it's pretty hard to deny that those refs were starting to get involved in that game a little bit. There was a couple very questionable pass interference calls that really kind of kept those Patriots in the game. So it's tough to argue. It's tough to argue with what you see with your eyes.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but I was a basketball fan when the Chicago Bulls were just really good and you couldn't beat them. With Jordan and Pippen,
I'm not a basketball fan now.
Is they turned you off?
That was so good that nothing's ever came close.
But I feel like people hated the Bulls just because they were so good. Is it the same with the Patriots? People just hate the Patriots because they're so good.
You know, it's to me, yes, I think there is a lot of that. But I mean, really, those pass interference calls made them the game. I mean, we're talking about 3rd and 5; they're going to have to kick the ball. And they're down by 10 points, you know. I mean, there's just no chance of them coming back and getting that ball. Whew, there was a couple. There was two of them that I'm like, wow, that was very questionable. But, dude, Tom Brady, he's a beast. He is so good at football. It's hard. You can't argue with it. The man keeps going to championships. He keeps winning championships. It's just crazy. I mean, the guy is just so good. I think you might be right. I think it's a little bit of the Bulls' hatred there.
All right, let's talk about another coach, Pat Shurmur, who's actually playing tonight with the Minnesota, correct? Offensive coordinator here. Talking about going to the Giants to become head coach. Do you think the Giants are watching this game and seeing how just kind of ineffective this offense is and saying, well, maybe not?
You know, Philly defense is not a joke, but at the same time, I figure with the weapons that they have, you should be moving the ball. But, I mean, every guy has his day. You can't really argue with the season the guy's had. So I think that'll probably actually be a pretty good fit.
Okay. All right. Then you got Mike Vrabel from Houston, another defensive guy going to the Titans. How do you see him fitting in? I was surprised about this one because how long had Mularkey been there? It feels like only two years.
Yeah, they didn't give him very much time at all.
So they're switching again. Can that team get better this year? Or is that, I don't know, it's constant switching of head coaches to me always signals like confusion and just a bad culture in a team when you keep switching coaches every couple of years. What do you see with the Titans and this guy?
Look at the Raiders for that instance.
That's another one.
I mean, the Raiders have just been continuously going through coaches after coaches and they can't build a program that actually works for them. They've got decent talent. They've got good weapons as far as the team goes, but they just together.
Yeah, yeah. The Playboy is jumping on the call here. Julian should be joining us in a second here. Don't forget, guys, yes. The phone line is open. If you want to call in and talk a little bit about the games you've been watching today, 909-713-7030 will take your call. Julian, What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Steve?
How you liking?
Just finished watching that Patriots and Jags game.
Yeah,
a little disappointed.
Oh, really? Yep. Really?
Yes.
What do you think of this? What do you think of the Philadelphia game so far?
I am so impressed. I don't know if I don't know if I'm speaking for Mike as well, but dude, I'm impressed, man. I honestly didn't think much of Foles, and not to disrespect him, but he wasn't the one that got them there, you know. And the defense is really showing up. Their offense is showing up. You got to give a lot of credit to that team right now.
Yeah, they're really looking sharp out there. I'm really surprised with how they're manhandling the Vikings right now in Minnesota. Kind of sad about it because I really kind of wanted the Vikings to go on. But kudos. I agree. Yeah, no, I'm very impressed. I don't think there's a lot of people who saw this coming.
Exactly. Exactly what I was saying. I would like for the Vikings to move on, but the Eagles are in their way right now. It's crazy.
If the Eagles move on, how do you like that matchup with New England?
Well, originally, before the playoffs began, I was saying that the Vikings have a better chance to beat the Patriots, if not the Jags, you know? A great defense is what can beat Brady, really. And, you know, they're both a great defense, though. Eagles and the Vikings, they both have great defenses. So, you know, whoever wins this game has the momentum to beat the Patriots.
All right, whoever wins this game has the momentum to beat the Patriots. Whoever wins this game, do they have the offense to beat the Patriots?
And that's the question. I thought Vikings might have a better offense, but the Foles and the offense are keep impressing me right now. And as long as they keep this momentum, they, you know, sky's the limit.
All right, Mike, your thoughts on the Super Bowl? Who you see going to this one? Who do you see winning?
If Philly goes, I mean, I really think they've just been so dominant in this game so far. I can see them really putting the Patriots down a peg or two early, getting up ahead with that high-octane offense. But I wouldn't count Minnesota out either. So, but I really think either team can beat New England.
Yeah, agreed.
All right.
It's really all going to come down to the last 2 minutes, like always.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they better get a little bit closer if they want to do this Hail Mary to Stephon Diggs and make me happy all week again.
I was thinking they used up all their magic in that one. I was a little bit worried.
They might have.
Like, that's, you know, there's almost an unspoken sort of energy that goes through a team, I think, and when they peak at the right time and those big plays come out, and I felt like maybe they peaked. Like, they had to, obviously, because they had to win the game, but that might have been the postseason peak. We'll see in the second half here what happens. We got a few more minutes, I guess, in halftime here. Sleepwear Halftime Show. Phone line's open. If you guys want to call in, 909-713-7030. Arizona Cardinals, guys, this is a fantasy situation we want to talk about next year. Bruce Arians is retiring. David Johnson will be back. Fitzgerald probably will be back. I think, didn't Carson Palmer retire as well? Is he done?
Yes.
Dude, what is going to happen in Arizona next year? Like, who are you drafting early? Are you still have confidence with all the changes that team is going to go through with DJ and Fitz for fantasy?
It depends on what hole they fill. I mean, if they're going to go ahead and have Stanton as the quarterback or something to that effect, no, absolutely not. But if they reach for Cousins during the offseason, which I could very well see them doing just because that would be such a great fit, David Johnson, to me, Carson Palmer wasn't that good of a quarterback. So you get a decent quarterback over there. Look out, man. David Johnson's moving up my radar. And plus, I think he's going to be playing with some fire next year.
Mm. Julian, what do you think?
He's my number one ultimate pick next year.
David Johnson, number one overall?
I'm loving David Johnson.
All right.
Yeah. He's the only guy that is fantasy relevant to me right now, David Johnson. And he would still be high on my board, too, as well.
No matter what. Okay. See, I always thought Arians was like a really good quarterback guy. I have a book on my bookshelf called The Quarterback Whisperer. It's Bruce Arians' book. So I don't know if I agree with the Carson Palmer. I mean, I think Carson Palmer fit into his idea of what a good quarterback was. So, with him gone, I don't know how the GM thinks. But, yeah, if they could get Kirk Cousins, that'd be solid. Couple other guys they might look at on the free agent market. Or they might just draft somebody. I feel like they wanted to draft somebody last year. They might not have gotten who they wanted to. But,
right. Yeah.
Who knows?
Drew Brees is another strong candidate for Arizona.
Are
right
you
now.
Kidding me? Drew Brees is not leaving New Orleans. You said Le'Veon Bell is going to go to Baltimore. First of all, you're crazy today with your calls. I don't know What you're drinking
him
over
and,
there.
And the Prophet. Him and the Prophet love throwing crazy ideas out there.
Oh, I was just talking about cap space.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But, like, realistically, do you see Lev moving to Baltimore and Drew Brees moving to Arizona?
You know, Lev Bell, that's a tough one. Lev Bell's going to want a lot more money than I think Pittsburgh can offer up. I really do. And, you might actually see him get Barry Sanders and franchise tagged and sacked.
All right. Let me ask you one more coach question here. What's Pittsburgh's coach?
He's my favorite coach too. No, I can't remember his name.
All right, head coach of the Pittsburgh, is the guy a loser?
Tomlin.
Is Tomlin a loser? Tomlin. Are they keeping him around or is he a loser?
I think they need to keep him around. Like I said, but that's my favorite coach. That's my favorite coach and my favorite system is Pittsburgh. I really like everything there. It would be awesome if they could keep everything the way it was, the way it is. I just, Le'Veon Bell's going to want to get paid. They also have to pay Antonio Brown, and they also paid a lot of money for that defense. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you run out of cap space.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like one of those player coaches, too. Yeah, it's not like they're a losing team. They just lose in the playoffs.
Yes.
But they get there.
That's
my
point.
But they get there, you know?
Well,
and I don't think that's a reason. I don't think that's a reason to let him go.
All right. We'll see what happens. I think they need to move on from him. But like you said, he's a winning coach. He wins games. All right, we're getting back to kickoff of the conference final here with the Eagles leading the Vikings. I guess we'll be back on next week, guys. We'll probably start talking fantasy draft and NFL draft in a couple weeks here. So thanks for being on the show, Dirty Jobs and Playboy. Thanks for tuning in, guys, to the Sleepwire Halftime Show. And enjoy the second half of the game. We'll catch you later.
Go Eagles.